Stand clear. It's that man again.
It's that man again. It's that man again. It's a zombie and his beard.
He may be a philological filibuster, but despite his passion for prevarication, this terminological inexactitudinarian still remains...
Father's pride and joy, Mrs. Hanley's boy. Oh, it's useless to complain when trouble's brewing.
Oh, gee, I'm cheesed off. The boss has changed his farm into a big air base and he ain't anywhere around.
Well, now, I was told to report for duty to A.C. Plonk Adley, and lo and behold, where is he?
Well, I'll tear off a strip. Come on. Sam, any planes arrived yet?
No, boss.
What day is it?
Thursday, boss.
I thought it was next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
Yeah, Shrove Tuesday. I've just seen a pancake landing.
Well, boss.
Yes?
Boss, one did fly over, had a look at the place and flew off again.
Really? Well, you go out and make a noise like a civvy suit. That'll attract them. And don't forget, keep your hooks out.
What's that mean, boss?
Watch your step.
Sure, boss.
What are you doing now, Sam?
Washing the step, boss.
Washing the step. Well, I'll go full bore. Now, listen, Sam, I couldn't get any tarmac to spread over the farmyard, so I've had the runways covered in an invention of my own. It's waterproof, made from my old overcoat.
What's it called, boss?
Tarmac.
But, boss...
Yes?
What'll the pilots say when they take off?
To tarmac. Now, Sam...
Mr. Randley, Mr. Randley!
Yes, what is it?
South of Leningrad, the Russian troops are advancing along the shores of Lake Peipus at the rate of 10 kilometers a day. If they continue to advance at the same rate, what will Marshal Stalin say to the German general?
Stop!
Stripe!
He can't catch me. He'll never catch me. My mother's an announcer with General Overseas. Well, now my new air crew will be arriving at any moment, and I want a blanket to land on, so I'd better get weaving.
Can I do them now, sir?
If it isn't Mrs. Mopp, the sweetheart of the Sprugs. Now, look, I want you to look after the WAPs when they arrive.
Oh, sir, am I going to be a cipher queen?
A cipher queen? Sounds like a WAP officer with a shocking code. You'll be cipher as you are. But you must get in... You've got to get into uniform.
It'll be a bit drafty round me undercarriage, sir.
Oh, that'll be all right. You can wear 2 pairs of blackouts and a window sash.
I'd rather wear me twilight, sir.
Well, well.
Do you think one of the pilots would take me up in his kite, sir?
Yes, but according to regulations, you'd have to wear trousers.
Oh, sir, that'd be a piece of cake.
Piece of trousers made of cake? I'd love to see you in a pair of pants made of honour and your hair in a bun. Have you ever met any RAF, Mrs. M?
Oh, yes, sir. I used to do for Air Commodore Custard.
Oh, no. Oh, is he the fellow who floats around with Pilot Officer Prune?
He was ever such a gentleman, sir. He used to serenade me at night on his banjo.
Really? What a wizard twang.
I've brought this for you, sir.
Oh, isn't that nice? What is it?
It's a station master's sausage, sir.
Well, it looks more like a cockpit full of crumbs.
TTFN.
NGHHHWASB.
What's that, sir?
Never go hedge hopping with a sergeant pilot. She'll be charborn before she knows where she is.
Oh, Mr. Ripmore, my girlfriend and I are ever so excited about your air crew arriving. We are really, aren't we, Dax?
Oh, yes, ever so.
Well, I was thinking that...
We've been trying to join the WAFs and we went up for our interview today and they're going to put us in ACHGD. That means we'll get in on the ground floor and have ever such a lovely clean job, won't we, Doctor?
Oh, yes. Ever so.
But I always understood the Group 5...
And the lady told us... Oh, she was ever so kind. She was what they call a specimen officer. She said that we'd have special duties. Ever so chummy, wasn't she, Dax?
Oh, yes, ever so.
But what was her name?
Patricia Geeky.
Dear, oh, dear. Why do I always fall for that? They've only got to shoot a line and I catch hold of it and hang the washing out. Well, now I'd better go down to the taffy and see if everything's ready for the reception of the recruits.
Hey, boss.
Yes?
Boss, your new uniform's arrived, oh. And the tailor's come with it.
Oh, disgraceful. Any tailor who turns up should be ostracized. Come here. What is it, a battle dress or a flying suit?
I don't know, boss. I've never seen anything like it before.
Well, it's my own design. It's got four air pockets and a hanger for the coat. I'll see him at once. Tell my duty stooge to carry on and bring me today's AMCO.
What's that, boss?
The Air Marshal's castor oil. Give a message to the Adj.
The Adj, boss?
Yeah, you know, he's the man who feels the spuds.
I don't get it, boss.
Well, it's Adj, short for agitator. Chip's the matter with you. Now, where's that tailor?
This way, sir. Ah. Oh, my dear squadron leader, I'm sure you'll find your new uniform just too perfect. Look at those trousers.
Well, I hope they leave room for a rapid takeoff.
My dear sir, they're too ridiculously mobile. How do you like my new idea? Instead of rings round the sleeve, I put them round the knees.
That's very handy. The ground staff can salute me without getting up.
I'm so pleased. I made the very jackets full in the skirt.
Oh, you have? Well, that ought to cover the empties.
I've also left ample room for your decoration.
Oh, yes, I shall want them right across and down the back. I'm expecting to get the order of the D.O.M.
The D.O.M.?
Dirty old man.
Really, Mr. Henley?
Goodbye, Mr. Snips. You know, every time that tailor sneezes, he covers the carpet with pins. If those planes don't arrive soon, I'll have to build one myself and start my own air force. I've got a wing and a prayer, but I can't get anybody to come in on them. I don't know why they leave me to carry the can. Oh, I've got to get organized.
Ah, Mr. Uncle Plain, I am undigitated.
Well, pull your finger out of your mouth when you speak to me.
But I always wanted to be a milk-canic.
A milk-canic? Oh, skim it.
And I hope to be a flirt officer.
Flirt officer, eh? I'll put some petrol behind your ears and you'll get off in no time. What do you know about flying?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
All right, you can have the biggest office in the place.
But... but, Mr. Hangerly, I would like to fly a Huddersfield.
Huddersfield? Oh, well, you're only 9 miles out. You mean Halifax. No, so you'll have to be grounded.
Oh, then all I'll have to do will be office dirties.
That's right. Office dirties. You can squeeze the officer's lapels back into the bottles.
Mr. Handelbar.
Yes?
I would like to be in charge of the whiffs.
The whiffs? Oh, I should be careful of the whiffs in the mess. One puff and you spit fire. You mean the whuffs.
I said whoofs. Oh. And I would give them the gin.
Get me a bottle while you're at it. It's the gin. Now listen, I think you'd better stick to your duties as recreation officer. Now what are you putting on in the cinema tonight?
A film called Mrs. Maneuver.
I see. Next you'll be showing Tarzan of the Ops.
And tomorrow...
Yes?
Tomorrow I have a funny cartoon called Donald Dick.
I see, followed by Mucky Mouse. Well, get operating.
Mr. Harry Box, I will now take off.
Well, don't forget to draw in your undervest. I bet if I took the lid off the jar, he couldn't fly in the ointment. You know, it's a wonder no one has been on the blower yet. Oh, I thought so. Hello, who's speaking?
You may well ask. Is that yon big mouth Tommy Handley?
No, this is Air Chief Commandant Prunella Popsy. What can I do for you?
You can use your own voice.
All right.
I'm Andra Geeky, and I'm giving you just yin mare chance.
Just yin mare chance. And who's your nephew, Peter Geeky?
I tell you, Handley, you test slick it for me.
Just lick it?
Test slick it.
And slick it and see.
Aye, you're a cowering, timorous beastie.
Don't talk to me in that foreign language.
I challenge you to come up to Glasgow.
Well, what's the pantomime?
You'll have to face my family.
Not that pantomime.
Oh, you're all. Clap it out.
Clap it out?
Clap it out.
Clap it out? What the off-the-mocked is he talking about? Anyway, I wonder who pays for his phone calls. I bet he's got 2 pennies on the end of a bit of string. I must try it myself.
Ah, there you are, my dear Mr. Itmar.
Well, if it isn't that first parachute presser, Poppy Poopah.
I hear you're expecting a squadron of Spitfires, my dear station master.
Yes, I think they must have peeled off the for him to play peekaboo with Paraffin Pete, Poppy Poopah.
What does that mean, Mr. Itmar?
Now, don't pry, my pretty Poppy. I got this service slang from Warrant Officer Wooster.
Not Willie Wooster?
Yes, Willie Wooster, who used to boost a rooster until he had to re-mooster. He was that. He was one of the Wooster Woosters. He was one of the Gloucester Fosters. It was I who introduced Fanny Foster, the waff from Gloucester, to Willie Wooster, the waif from Worcester.
No, really?
Yes, you see, at first, the Worcester Woosters used to abuse the Gloucester Fosters, but one day a bull trussed Fanny Foster of Gloucester and introduced her to Willie Wooster from Worcester. You see, and this fostered the friendship of the Fosters and the Woosters and induced her to become the waff wife of Will Wooster from Worcester.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Itmar.
You've had it, Poppy Poopah. Every time that girl comes in, my jaw goes out. Well, now I'd better put on my new uniform and see how many salutes I can collect before tea time.
Boss?
Yes?
Boss, something wonderful's happened.
I know, Sam. I saw the air marshal fall off the lorry.
No, boss. Better than that.
Now, don't tell me. There's a man outside.
Gee, how'd you know that, boss?
Well, I can see his hat under the door and his feet through the fanlight.
Ah, there you are. I want to see you,
Why didn't... Ah, yes, you're from the air pressers?
No, no. There, no. I'm an air minister...
Minister spy?
Yeah, no.
Who? I've read your AMOs. Listen,
I haven't got to anywhere yet.
Oh,
no, I've got to report,
Porter? Yes, sir. Get me a taxi. Yes, sir. Right.
No. Listen, they sent me here to bread? Yeah, no. No, like a lawyer's...
Case?
No, brief.
Oh, brief. Yeah.
Yes, I've got to brief you. Now, when your air crew...
Crew station, Porter.
Yes, sir.
Go away. I'm talking to somebody.
Listen, I can't get a word in. Edge
Hill, Porter.
No. Yes, sir.
You still here? Now, what is it, sir? Now, get on with this briefing.
Well, you see, you proceeded 1,400...
Feet?
No, hours.
Not yours?
Not ours. No, ours.
1,400 hours? Well, there aren't as many as the particular... What do we call it, is that?
Oh, yes, there are. Yes. You take...
The pill on an empty stomach?
Yeah, no. No, you're not listening.
Well, where do I... How far is it?
Oh, it's far than that. Yes, I'm not allowed to tell you. It's very secret. Careless...
Rapture?
Yeah, no. No, it's a talk.
Oh, yeah. But you came here to brief me, didn't you?
Oh, yes, but you mustn't know to...
Tooting? All change, Porter.
Yes, sir.
Put this man in the guard van and send him to the mumbles.
Well, I'll be blow...
Blow the whistle, guard. Goodbye, old boy.
Well, don't forget to send me a...
You know, I knew that train would come in handy. I'm going to take my stuffing up again next Christmas. Hello?
What is it? What's dusty for the passenger?
Oh, I wouldn't take that lying down. Oh, I certainly wouldn't take that lying down.
But I have to be told.
No, on no account take that lying down. Somebody's offered him a base in the canteen soup. Well, now I've got my uniform on, I'd better go on a tour of inspection. By jingo, I look pretty good in this. I like the chocolate eclairs on the shoulder and the poached egg on the cap. Wait till Tennessee's this. He'll put me in the concert party. It'll shake him, all right. Ah, my man, keeping a watchful eye for hostile aircraft.
Aye?
Now, come on, jump to it. Don't stand there sewing stripes on your arm. Go on, paper that hangar.
Who are you talking to? I'm going to the pictures. What's on at your place?
My place?
Well, you're the commissioner from the Melodeon, ain't you?
Certainly not. I'm your commanding officer. What do you think I am, one of Cinderella's coachmen?
The CEO. Huh. Thank heaven we got a nappy.
He's a nice fellow, that. If he'd only play ball, I'd make him my batman. Ah, this is better. Two extremely winsome whacks.
Oh, I say, Cynthia, look what the wind's blown up.
What actually is it, Jennifer? Our new secret weapon?
Well, girls, what about a pot of char and a couple of wads?
I thought our fancy dress ball was tomorrow night, darling.
Let's go the other way, darling. Actually, he's got his eye on us.
Excuse me, are you looking for anything?
Definitely. As a matter of fact, we were actually looking for a...
Porter?
Yes, sir.
Taxi. Oh, charming girls. Very polite. Always knock at the bomb door before they go in. But I report them for wearing their stockings inside out. Most unseemly. Fancy not recognizing my rank. I told Sam to chalk Commodore on me back. I hope he spelled it right. They'll have to get used to this uniform.
Oh, excuse please, mister.
Oh, dear.
You buy saucy snap officer's neck? Very wet, you bet.
But you frighten the life out of me. Why don't you bring your own flare fast and then I could see you?
Oh, then, mister, I feel you lucky mascot. Lady Gremlin. Oh, Gremlin.
How dare you? Another word and it's jankers for you.
Oh, no, janker. I play your crown anchor.
No, no. No, there's no future in it. Have you got any switch of my...
Oh, yes, yes. Very bad. I got bottle of...
Now then, what are you two whispering about?
Oh, it's all right, Sergeant. This coolie's asking me the way to Paddy's Market. Now off you go and never darken my searchlights again.
All right. I go. I come back.
This is a fine way to run a station. I'll get the snoops to bar him.
Oh, excuse me, bandmaster.
I'm not a bandmaster. Don't you recognize my rank?
Yes, but I can't see your cab.
Ah. That's funny. Who's pinched it? Well, where's this band you're talking about?
In the canteen, sir.
Well, lead the way. Is this it?
Yes, sir.
Who are they? The Blue Racketeers? Well, let's hear this new RAF band. Ah, no. That's no good for an RAF band. Sounds like music while you irk. Tell him to swing the prop and get cracking. Now they've swung it all right. I bet they come down in a Harry Paddy shoot.
Oh, Mr. Itmar, we've just got our whack uniforms. They're ever so comfortable, aren't they? They all really are, they ducks.
Oh, yes, ever, sir.
Well, they certainly do look...
Of course, we altered them to match our handbags. And had the skirt cut 6 inches shorter. And we both had our hair done and...
Well, I think you look smashing, Ducks. I do, really. Now, here's your section officer. We'll see what she says.
Here, you two, what do you think you are? A couple of manny queens? Get your hair off your collar there, or I'll...
Yes. Well, a fine lot of whaps you've got, section leader Moff.
What's that you say? These two are nothing more or less than a couple of...
Quite. All right. Demobilize those girls at once, section leader, and I'll take them out to dinner. Well, now I'd better phone up and engage a table, a settee, and a shady lamp. Now, where's the telephone exchange? Ah, this looks like it.
Hello. No, I am not drunk. I'm a private exchange.
Oh, hello, they've made so-so the telephone operator. Well, so-so, can you get me a number?
Yes, Mr. Underswitch, any number you like.
All right, I want Ipswich 01 pay none.
Which switch?
Ipswich.
Prestwich?
I said Ipswich.
Nantwich?
For the last time, Ipswich.
Ipswich, so which? Which switch is the switch, Miss, for Ipswich? Is the switch which I shall require? Which switch, which is Ipswich with this switch? You have switched my switch on the wrong wire. You have switched me on the watch, not switch. So now, to prevent further itch, if you'll tell me which switch is Norwich and which switch is which, I'll know which switch is which. Dr. Lamento. Oh, no. Too many witches.
Well, now that I've made a runway for the plane, I'd better make a milky way for the cows and a getaway for myself. I wonder how Sam's getting on at the Air Ministry.
Mr. Henley.
Yes, what is it?
A bus leaves Victoria 445 Petrus application. It arrives at Piccadilly 455 fuller than ever. There's a queue waiting and waiting in the queue of 17 Air Marshals, 1 AC-247 flight sergeants and a couple of WEFs. When they all try to get on the bus at once, what does the conductor say?
Bless them all.
That's right.
Now, I wonder what's happened to my air crew. I'd better get on to Aspidestra House. Zozo? Zozo, get me a runway, one crew.
Mr. Rocky Stick? You are through. To runway, one crew.
Who?
You.
Cool.
Hello?
Ooh.
What's to do?
Well, it's about the crew I ordered from you. When are they due?
When did you order them?
Well, I sent the postcard ordering half a dozen assorted sizes.
Oh, that's right. Your man Colin has just left by plane. He ought to be over at any moment now.
Good. Thanks very much. I'm sorry I interrupted your game of snooker. Nice fellow, that. He's an armchair marshal.
Oh, sir, there's a plane just landing.
Ah, that'll be Sam with my air crew. Ah, here he comes. Oh, hello, Sam.
Hiya, boss. I got it.
What, in that parcel?
Yeah, boss.
Well, where are the others?
Well, you only asked me to get one.
What? One air crew?
Air crew, boss. I thought you said scarecrow.
Well, bail me out at Bow Street. I'm surprised.
You're listening to Tommy Handley in Itmar with Horace Percival, Sidney Keith, Fred Yule, Dorothy Summers, Dino Galvani, Bill Stevens, Gene Capra, and Paul Agree. BBC Variety Orchestra conducted by Charles Shadwell. Script and lyrics by Ted Kavanagh. Produced by Francis Worsley.